You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Chuck Gordon, co-founder and CEO of Sparefoot, which operates the country's largest online marketplace for self-storage units. Chuck, certainly a privilege to have you back with us on Enterprise Radio.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Eric. Excited to be here.
Yeah, excited to have you back. Sparefoot certainly growing a lot and has grown since we've last been connected. How are you working to maintain your startup culture and amid tremendous growth in your workforce?
It's a great question, and it's probably one of my number one challenges. When you start as a company, obviously with a handful of people, as any company starts, the feeling of the culture and the organization and knowing everyone and kind of the way you work has to change constantly, because just the size of the organization dictates that you have to change the way you do things or else it's going to fall apart. So the way I've thought about doing that as we've grown to now more than 160 employees is kind of treat culture like a product. And that means it needs to be, one, validated with my customers who are my employees. Two, it needs to be constantly iterated on. And three, it needs to have full-time attention. So I do a lot of things, like, first of all, talk to people all the time in the hallways, at lunch, whatever. I meet with employees individually, one-on-one frequently. I run surveys every 6 months where we kind of evaluate how everyone is doing based on a certain set of questions and free-form text. And then from that, we usually get a lot of really good ideas about changes we can make, where things are breaking, where things are going really well. So we continue to do those. And basically, you just keep iterating on it. Collect that feedback, talk to your employees, understand where the issues are, come up with ideas for how to solve them, and move on.
That's awesome. And what kind of dent is Sparefoot making in the self-storage industry? How would you assess Sparefoot's role in this highly fragmented industry?
Absolutely. We're definitely having a major impact on the industry, and in my opinion, it is a very good impact. So kind of what's happened in storage since the internet has come around is the large players like Public Storage have had the opportunity to use their size and scale to dominate online. And the small independent operators who are not as sophisticated with internet marketing and don't have the infrastructure and the budgets to really compete with Public Storage, they're getting crushed. And so Sparefoot's role in the industry is to bring together all the mom and pops, all the independent operators, onto a common platform that actually gives us more scale than the big guys and allows us to take that volume back, take those renters back from Public Storage and send it to all the independent operators and ultimately keep the industry independent.
And what are a couple of pointers you have for other startup entrepreneurs that you can help them along the way?
Yeah, so I think there's definitely no one thing, and I'd be lying if I said there wasn't a lot of luck involved, because there is. For us to be able to find this industry at the time we did, I mean, that's just luck. Now, what I think that you have to also keep in mind as you're executing your plan is people are going to tell you no from day one. The first person you pitch to, there is a very high likelihood that they're going to say, you're crazy, this will never work, I'm not giving you any money, go away. The first customers you're going to talk to are going to say the same thing, and you just have to have this really dogged, persistent attitude of, I'm not taking no for an answer, I'm going to make this happen no matter what, even though it's pretty hard to see how it's going to work. Now, that changes over time. The way it's going to work becomes more and more clear as you get further along, but you getting past that initial stage of uncertainty and doubt from others is really the hard part and what you have to power through. So that's one. I'd say also you need to talk to your customers all the time. And that's not only important in the early days, but it's important later on as well. And that's kind of been a lesson we've learned. We were very good about it at the beginning when I was able to be personally on the phone with our customers all the time. I heard what their concerns were. I heard what they thought about our product. I heard kind of what was going on. But when you get big and you have other people doing that for you, you have to have people that are truly aligned with the notion of customer feedback is paramount. You have to know your customers. You have to know what they're thinking, or else you won't be able to actually build a good product that they want. And so it never stops. You have to keep doing it forever. And finally, I think delivering an awesome product with awesome service, a lot of people say that, but it's really hard to do. And just having consistent focus on that within your entire organization is really important.
Today, we're joined by Chuck Gordon, co-founder and CEO of Sparefoot, which operates the country's largest online marketplace for self-storage units, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Chuck, to what do you attribute the success of Sparefoot today?
Great question. So there's definitely not one thing, but what I can say is probably the most important is our team. We have a group of brilliant people. We get along really well. We happen to be in a really big market, and combine that with great execution, and that's what I think has really enabled our success.
And where do you see Sparefoot being as a company 2 years from now in 2016, and how different will it look from now from what it is today?
Well, every time I've tried to answer that question in the past, I've been wrong. But, of course, I have some idea in my mind, but I definitely go into this type of thing with the expectation that whatever we think will be different. That being said, what I know for sure is we'll have a lot more people. For example, our call center is growing very fast just to handle the number of people who want to call us to book a storage unit. We'll definitely have a lot more revenue if we continue to hit our plan, and we'll likely be in a new office because we're already busting at the seams in our current one.
Well, hats off to you. You've done a phenomenal job, and it is quite impressive. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Sparefoot online?
Absolutely. All you need to do is go to www.sparefoot.com, and from there you can learn about the company, you can search for storage, you can read about our story, and we have three really great blogs as well.
In conclusion, any closing thoughts or one last final tip?
Yeah, so I'd say, you know, my last final tip would be failing is never easy, and it's crucial to success. And if you never fail, then you didn't take enough risk. And I fail all the time on projects, and that's just okay. And it's kind of a set value at Sparefoot that failing quickly is okay. And if we're not failing, we didn't try enough new things, and therefore we're never going to innovate fast enough. So just fail quickly.
Great advice. Thanks so much, Chuck, for coming on back to be with us here on Enterprise Radio. Look forward to another updated interview down the road.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it.
You bet. We've been speaking with Chuck Gordon, co-founder and CEO of Sparefoot, which operates the country's largest online marketplace for self-storage units. And once again, the website of reference is sparefoot.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.